Okay, good morning, everybody. Bill's entertainment update is a moment away, but I found something online that's kind of cool. Aaron Judge. Do you know who he is, Lisa?
He's a really good baseball player.
He's on the Yankees.
Yep.
A terrific player on the Yankees. But he had a really bad smile. He had bad teeth. I mean, no offense, right? But that's what he looked like. I mean, he's still good looking, but, you know, when he smiled, it was like not great, right? He has a completely new mouth. Like, amazing.
Good for him.
Like, he went from being, you know, kind of okay looking to very handsome overnight.
Yep.
And this is the same thing that Bill did. It's fascinating. Like, Bill had buck teeth and, you know, and a weird look. And he has remember, he came in with a completely new smile. Remember?
Oh, my God, gleaming.
You have to look at these before and after pictures of Aaron Judge, because this is you. Where did you get this done? This is the New York Post. Go to the New York Post, and it's, I think it's right there on the sports page.
They have a side-by-side
picture of the old Aaron and the new Aaron.
Wow.
It's phenomenal.
It really is impressive.
See, now, this is the thing. You've never understood how we talk about this so much, the before and after of you.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to see a closer picture of it. But, yeah, he's got some giant chompers there.
But do you have the old and the new? Did you bring up the new smile, Bex?
Yeah, show.
I have it here in my house.
I need to see. I can't.
Oh, wow.
It's night and day.
Yeah, he looks like a babe now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's so handsome.
Yeah, and he never was handsome before. I mean, he wasn't bad looking. Mm-hmm. He just had a funny smile.
Yeah, he's and got a full set. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is why we were so shocked when you came in and you had all of your teeth removed. And you never realize what a difference.
I will never forget that day because Matt was sitting in the studio across and he looks at me and then he looks at Bill and he goes, okay, we need to talk about your teeth.
Well, I need to know, though, going back to that day, that moment, mm-hmm. Did you first make comments to Lisa behind my back like, okay, which one of us is going to bring up his teeth?
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured so.
Yes, he got all new teeth.
Yeah, he goes, did you see Bill's new teeth?
Yeah. I mean, teeth is a big thing. You know, you get all new teeth. You know, well, it'd be like if I came to work in a toupee one day. How weird would that be?
You can't not notice it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Anyway, good for Aaron Judge and good for Billy.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
All right, so let's talk Tiger Woods for a couple of minutes. There were several hours of, by the way, extremely intense surgery yesterday. There were rods and pins and screws installed in his leg, his foot, and his ankle. And there was also muscle and tissue damage, and that's a serious issue as well. And there are a lot of questions now about how much mobility he can actually regain after all this is said and done. As for the crash, the investigation, the sheriff is insisting.
Okay, hold on. Before you play this, all right, everybody pay attention to this. This is going to come back to bite the sheriff. This is a weird thing. Go ahead, play it. I mean, I'm all agitated.
He says,
you know me.
There was no sign at all of impairment with Tiger. Here's what he said at the presser.
There was no evidence of any impairment whatsoever. He was lucid, no odor of alcohol, no evidence of any medication, narcotics, or anything like that that would bring that into question. So that was not a concern at the time. So therefore, obviously no field sobriety test and no DRE, drug recognition expert.
Okay. Nobody was saying it was alcohol.
Nobody.
Okay? He popped if. I think it's exactly opposite. I think the fact that he looked lucid and stuff was because he was buzzed. Okay, now again, what do I know? I'm just a radio commentator. You could shoot me if you want, okay? The fact that he's calm is odd. He just crushed his legs. You know how much that hurts?
And so
he seems that he's calm. That would make me think he's on painkillers, not the opposite.
Yeah.
Lisa, am I crazy?
There's something going on. We need to explain this crash.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, he had no evidence. What do you mean? He wasn't screaming in agony with crushed legs. Tells me he was on painkillers.
Well, there's a little contradiction, too.
Former addict here. Justin, am I making sense?
You are making sense. You're right. That something's off about that. If his legs were that messed up, he would be screaming in pain.
And a little contradiction. Okay, keep this in mind. He says there was no sign at all of impairment in one sentence, but in another sentence, he says Tiger doesn't remember the rollover, doesn't
not
recall the rollover, and was not aware of his injuries at the scene. Okay, to me, well, that's a sign of impairment.
I mean, unless he's in shock.
Right, it doesn't. My point isn't that he was loaded. That's not my point. My point is that how can the sheriff say, I mean, this is a guy who should be dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's lucky he's not dead.
Yep.
If he didn't have a seatbelt on, he would be dead. Right? I mean, and so, oh, no, he's fine. What is that? I'm telling you, the sheriff is planning on getting some free passes to the Masters. But meanwhile, and then Dr. Oz today. See, I'm all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'll be back. No, he won't.
I think within a week, we're going to see a report that that sheriff is stepping down.
Well, they're definitely going to investigate the crash.
Yeah.
They've already said
that. No, they're not going to.
Well, no, they
That's what he's saying. They're not going to. They didn't test him. They're not going to test him. Fine. I don't care.
But the crash investigation is still on.
Yeah, they're definitely investigating
Like the cause of the crash. What happened behind the wheel? Like what happened to cause the crash? That's still an ongoing investigation.
And they took his blood, which means that they could test it to see if he was actually on anything.
Right.
But they legally couldn't test.
Give him a
he needed
it's
a
all
warrant.
All of these people. It's like, what's his face last night? What's his name?
John Torres.
John Torres. Oh, he's Tiger. He'll be back. What are you talking about?
I know.
What are you talking about? His legs are crushed.
Yeah.
What are you? Oh, he'll be back. And Dr. Oz, who is another one of those people that bug me. Dr. Oz. Oh, it's all the mental. Of course he'll be back. He'll take a year off and then he'll come back.
Yeah, everybody's jumping to that you know Tiger thing.
You know Tiger.
Like, what?
Yeah, he's the greatest golfer who ever played. But I mean,
this one is serious.
Yeah, this is.
This is serious. Mm-hmm.
And how do they know his back wasn't damaged
exactly.
more?
Bingo. How do they know?
He's got broken legs. They're going to fix the broken legs. They haven't. Did he get a. You think he got a lumbar MRI? No. He was in leg surgery, right? They haven't looked at his back yet.
And was recovering from a fifth back injury. Which would also suggest maybe he had some medication.
A lot of listeners are going, why is Matt so riled up about this? Lisa, could you tell people?
He has an anxiety disorder.
Yes, I do.
Well documented and highly demonstrated.
I get very anxious over stupid things. Maybe I'll just sit quietly during it. When you start talking about Billie Eilish, I'll just tune you out.
Well, we got a ways to go before that. But I should say that the police are also saying there were no drugs, there was no alcohol inside the crashed SUV. So they're treating it as though he was driving too fast, lost control of the car. But again, that part of the investigation is still ongoing. And we move on. You're probably going to hate this story.
You know I'm not done. It's not normal what happened.
I know.
That's abnormal.
Well, car accidents in general are abnormal. You're not supposed to flip a car over. But I think just because his history is why he gets
pegged. I know, but black ice, rainy, crowded, drunk driver, there's all kinds of things. On a beautiful morning, okay, this is not a normal event.
With no cars around.
Yeah.
With no cars around. Just, you know, like,
dude. Yeah, I get
it.
And having people all testify that he was speeding in a parking lot at a hotel minutes earlier.
Yeah, what happened to that
story? Almost hit somebody's car. No, that's still there, TMZ, because TMZ is the one that did that interview with the guy. But why was he speeding then at 7 o'clock? By the way, it was 6:45 in the morning at that point.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from them again, the Grown-ish cast.
Yeah. Hey, was that Tiger?
Yeah. I think I just got hit by, got hit by Tiger.
Oh, you know how much they want to?
Right.
Yeah.
How much that guy would love to have been hit by Tiger? Ka-ching.
Oh boy, yeah.
Tiger does it like, here's 100,000. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Oh, much more than that, probably. Yeah. I've got a little golf story that you're probably going to hate, Matt, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
You familiar with Macklemore?
The singer?
Yeah. He only picked up golf within the past year, during the pandemic, in fact.
Yeah.
And apparently he's already a pretty decent golfer. He and a partner won a celebrity challenge at Pebble Beach a few weeks ago. So now he's launching his own golf line.
Wow.
Okay, that's pretty fast.
Called Bogey Boys. And okay. I do this, Matt, if you're looking to add a little color in your golf game.
Yeah.
Because he's got eye-catching plaids, polos with fun, colorful graphics, some bright solids, and he even has hats and socks and golf towels.
Cute.
From Macklemore. Bogey Boys, buddy, if you want to look it up and
change your game.
I got to
tell you, the guys I play golf with do not know who Macklemore is.
They don't have to. They'll just say, hey, did you see Matt Siegel today?
Is he wearing a Bogey Boys shirt?
A colorful plaid?
Yeah.
That's not what they say. They say, if I played golf like him, I would go with a more bland look.
Dress it down, yeah.
Blend in.
Exactly. I wouldn't call attention to myself.
Yeah, just go with blue shirt and khakis.
Who's the guy with the plaid shirt that just hit the ball in the lake? Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen is off the hook on the DUI charge. He copped a plea to a lesser charge. He paid a $540 fine. It's funny, too, because the judge, you know, issued the fine, and Bruce quickly said, yeah, I can pay that.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah, $540. So he's out of trouble. There's that podcast with Bruce Springsteen and former President Barack Obama. Two episodes have already been released. It's on Spotify. And during one of the episodes, former President Obama talks about getting into a fight and breaking a guy's nose right here.
When I was in school, I had a friend. We played basketball together. And one time we got in a fight and he called me a Now, first of all, ain't no in Hawaii, right? So, it's one of those things where... He might not even know what a what he knew was I can hurt you by saying this. And I remember I popped him in the face and broke his nose. And we were in the locker room.
Well done.
And suddenly blood's pouring down. And it was just reactive. I said, what? And I popped him. And he said, why'd you do that? And I explained to him, I said, don't you ever call me something like that.
Yeah. And again, two episodes are already out. It's a Spotify exclusive. Another episode will be out next Monday. And Jeep is reinstating that Bruce Springsteen Jeep commercial that we all saw during the Super Bowl.
Hey, Dom, could you look at my phone and see if I have the Spotify icon? Please.
And while he does that.
Well, yeah, I think I bought Spotify once.
Yeah, they may ask you to sign in.
Yeah. But it's easy. Dom will figure it out.
I can't sign in. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, he's going to say, Matt, what's your username? And you're going to say, what?
I don't know.
Yeah. No clue.
Oh, boy. How much is Spotify? Download Spotify.
Okay. First Lady Jill Biden went on the Kelly Clarkson show offering divorce advice to Kelly, who was in the middle of a very public breakup right now. Here it is.
My mother always said to me, things are going to look better tomorrow. And if you can take one day at a time, and things will get better. And, you know, I look back on it now and I think, you know, if I hadn't gotten divorced, I never would have met Joe. I wouldn't have the beautiful family I have now.
Yeah.
So I really think things happen for the best.
Dr. Jill Biden right there. Billie Eilish.
She's not a therapist. I mean, when you say Dr. Jill.
I know. There was a whole thing about whether or not.
Well, no, she has a PhD, but she's not a therapist.
Billie Eilish on Colbert last night. Her documentary is coming out tomorrow. She talks about it right here.
I watched it with three of my friends that are like my team also, but my best friends. And I wouldn't let anybody watch it until I'd seen it. Cause I didn't know what to expect. They were filming for like, you know, 3-ish years and I don't really change in front of a camera. So I was very worried. So, and it was, you know, the first cut we saw was like 3 hours long, maybe longer. And it took us probably like 5 hours to get through the whole thing because we kept stopping it. There was one point when I stopped it, screamed, got up, run around the house, came back, pulled my pants down, ran around the house again. Oh my God. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot. It's crazy.
Again?
Yeah.
Lisa?
Why did she pull her pants down?
She pull her pants down?
Yeah. I pulled my pants down. I pulled them back up. Yeah.
What do you think of this kind of a thing?
Yeah. Like out of excitement?
Joy? I don't know.
Wow. I like that she referred to her teams in plural. She has multiple teams.
Yep.
And
who doesn't?
She has a new album on the way as well. The documentary comes out tomorrow. The show Ray Donovan is being turned into a movie. It'll pick up where season 7 left off. Liv Schreiber is back as Ray Donovan, and he'll co-write the script for this movie. And John Voight is coming back as well. No word yet on the rest of the cast. The new season of The Voice will start on Monday. Don't forget, Nick Jonas is going to be both the guest host and a musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Celts lost again last night. Boy, are they having trouble. They lost to the Hawks big time. Brad Stevens says only four games left before the All-Star break. They got to get focused right here.
None of us are happy with the job that we have done. And I should be first and foremost on that list with where we are. We have four games before break, and these four games are as, you know, pivotal of four games as we'll play all season.
Mm-hmm. All-Star game is next weekend, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think that'll affect any of the Celtics, the All-Star game. They'll be skipping that one.
Yeah, you know what? It's just not their year.
Not their year.
No,
you know,
it doesn't appear to be.
It's
no.
not their year. Bruins going to play the Islanders tonight. We're brought to you by.
Boy, isn't it something? They all suck. The Red Sox suck. The Patriots suck. Celtics suck.
Yeah.
Jeez.
When you've got one of the leaders of the Red Sox calling last season just ugly, that's not good. You don't want to hear that. We're brought to you by yourhomeforsale.com. The real estate market in Greater Boston is very competitive right now. You don't want to do it alone. So with 35 years of experience, Steve McKenna and his team at Gibson Sotheby's International Realty have helped thousands of home buyers and sellers just like you. So get started right now with Steve and his team at yourhomeforsale.com. And there you go.
I said, what? And I popped him.